hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going.
Good evening, very, very good evening. We thank God for bringing us to the end of September, the last day of the month. It's always a privilege to come your way Saturday evenings. I'm Eben, and from now till 9 p.m., we are going to have a time on this program, Spirit 88.3 FM, for those online. Greetings wherever you are in the world, online. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about praying, protecting our children, and all that. And I made mention that tonight we'll be having a pastor join us. Pastor Roger will be joined by phone from Accra. And for those on the broadcast list, you know, we've been having these prayer points, praying, challenging ourselves to pray for our children every night for the whole all September, from September 1st to this evening, every night, receiving the prayer points. And I believe these are important guidelines to help. You know, sometimes we pray for our children, but, you know, we don't think about some of these areas to pray for them along these lines. So these are all guidelines to help parents to know how to pray for their children, to guide, to help. And I believe I'll just compile it, the 30 days, into just one document and just send it, God willing, tomorrow. I mean, to those on the list as well. So you just have all the prayer points in one document, PDF, and then to use it to, you know, you just don't end praying, no, but just to keep praying for them. And I believe one key thing we should also look at is also teaching the children how to pray themselves. So these points are also good for those, the children that are a bit older, to teach them these things, how to also pray these points themselves, prayer points themselves. So while the parents are praying for them, the children can also be praying for themselves. We are not teaching our children enough some of these things, you know, prayer and all. But I believe the times we are in really, really call for such important measures to be taken by parents. And as we do these things, it will be for our own good and our own benefit. I'll play a short file this evening, and then we'll get going. You know, the times we are in really means a lot in terms of not being asleep spiritually, because it's obvious. We just see how things are shaping up in the world and all that. It's not a good decision to say that, everything will be okay, we are under grace, all is well. No, we just can't leave things to chance like that, no. And if the Bible commands us to pray, then what excuse again do we have not to pray? So that's the important reason why we should be praying. As believers, we should be praying. And praying for our children is even more important, because we are getting to the season where if you are not praying for your child, then virtually you are just making things more difficult for yourself as a parent. You look at the news, UK, US, and you see teenage issues. The teenagers are causing much havoc in UK, stabbing issues. Things just unnecessary stabbing cases. In the US, you have this youth violence, teenagers, they just swamp shops, loot, steal, all sorts of crimes, being done in the teenage category. And when I see these news items, the one question I keep asking is, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Because if a 14-year-old is stealing, 15 is stealing, 13 is stealing. I mean, where are the parents? You see, so you realize parents have a key role to play. And, you know, oftentimes parents fail to really shape the way the children should go, and then it becomes a challenge. Because once we fail to shape the direction where, because the Bible says in Proverbs 22, that train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows, he will not depart from it. It's a principle, spiritual principle, that has stood the test of time and will always stand the test of time. Because, you see, spiritual principles are facts. I mean, it is what it is. So it's not like, oh, it's somebody's theory. No, it's a spiritual principle which God himself has stated in the word. And it's important we see the importance of these spiritual principles and know how to work on it in our lives. Because failure to do so means we just expose ourselves unnecessarily. And as believers, we'll realize that when we fail to do these things, then the enemy takes advantage of us and then begins to manipulate and begins to do all sorts of things against us. So that's the essence of making sure that we are right as parents, fighting spiritually for our children, ensuring they don't get contaminated by the system, they don't get distracted by the system, they don't get they don't get to fall into the strategies of the enemy. And I believe these are important things we'll be talking about briefly this evening, and then Pastor Oja will join. But before then, let me just take a little break, and then get back to you.
Stereo, I'm going to go to my room and pray for a while.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Lord, all I want to do is please you. Just let me know what it is you would have me do, Lord.
Hey, Frank, Ed's here and he needs some old clothes for the mission. You want to give him your old leather jacket?
No way, I can get $20 for that easy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord, your will is all I want. Just lead me and I will follow.
Ed's also helping with the food drive at church, wants to know if you can help.
Hey, stacking lima beans all weekend is not my idea of excitement.
Okay, I'll tell him you'll be busy.
Fine. Oh, Lord, I just want to do great things for you.
Hey, Frank, Dugan just called. He got kicked out of his dorm and needs a place to stay. Can he stay here for the night?
No way, man. Dugan's a hog. Tell him to call Ed.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, anything you want, just tell me.
Prayer. It's more than just talking to God. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Mr. Johnson, welcome to Judgment. Have a seat while I examine your life.
Sure. Does it say anything in there about me believing in God?
Yes, it does say you believed in the existence of a God.
Oh, good. I hear that's real important.
Well, I've seen enough. If you could have a seat with that group over there, you'll be taken to your destination.
Over there? Oh, okay.
Next!
Excuse me.
Yes?
Is that Satan in my group?
Yes, it is. Next!
Wait a minute. You're putting me in the same group with Satan?
According to your records, you never trusted your life to God.
Hold on. I believed in God.
So did Satan, Mr. Johnson. He didn't put his faith in God either.
What do you mean, put my faith in God?
It is not enough to believe in the existence of a God or a cosmic force or deity. Mr. Johnson, you were sinful, and God was willing to forgive you through his son Jesus. Problem is, you never asked for or accepted his forgiveness. Next.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.
Hey, Bob, you want to turn down the stereo? I'm going to go to my room and pray for a while.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Lord, all I want to do is please you. Just let me know what it is you would have me do, Lord.
Hey, Frank, Ed's here and he needs some old clothes for the mission. You want to give him your old leather jacket?
No way, I can get $20 for that easy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord, your will is all I want. Just lead me and I will follow.
Ed's also helping with the food drive at church, wants to know if you can help.
Hey, stacking lima beans all weekend is not my idea of excitement.
Okay, I'll tell him you'll be busy.
Fine. Oh, Lord, I just want to do great things for you.
Hey, Frank, Dugan just called. He got kicked out of his dorm and needs a place to stay. Can he stay here for the night?
No way, man. Dugan's a hog. Tell him to call Ed.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, anything you want, just tell me.
Prayer. It's more than just talking to God. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Mr. Johnson, welcome to Judgment. Have a seat while I examine your life.
Sure. Does it say anything in there about me believing in God?
Yes, it does say you believed in the existence of a God.
Oh, good. I hear that's real important.
Well, I've seen enough. If you could have a seat with that group over there, you'll be taken to your destination.
Over there? Oh, okay.
Next.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Is that Satan in my group?
Yes, it is. Next.
Wait a minute. You're putting me in the same group with Satan?
According to your records, you never trusted your life to God.
Hold on. I believed in God.
So did Satan, Mr. Johnson. He didn't put his faith in God either.
What do you mean, put my faith in God?
It is not enough to believe in the existence of a God or a cosmic force or deity. Mr. Johnson, you were sinful, and God was willing to forgive you through his son Jesus.
Ex-satanic high priest tells us why our children should pray. Listen to the end.
Yeah, you have to teach your children to pray, even before sleeping. Because I would go to some homes and I cannot access the child because there is a wall of fire around that child. Or I go to wake the child up because I have to touch the child and wake the child up subconsciously and tell her, follow me. And I find this child is sleeping in a pool of blood that I cannot access. You have to cover your children in the blood of Jesus. I cannot access. This child is in a certain blood. And I would go and report to the jinn. I say, I found a child in blood that I cannot touch. If I touch that blood, it's not like the one we sacrificed, the chicken, the goat. That blood is so strong. I cannot even go near it. It was irritating me. It was choking me.
To learn more about spiritual warfare, be sure to follow.
Right, welcome back. You heard it yourself. This former occultist talking about parents praying for their children, where we plead the blood, we cover them with the blood in the evening when they are about to sleep. And she's just sharing excerpts of her experiences when she goes to attack children and finds them covered in the blood, pool of blood, as you heard her talk about. See, so prayer, it's not something just a casual thing. There are a lot of homes, yes, we pray over the children before they go and sleep. Sometimes we can be caught in the cycle of it's a routine, so we just do it for doing sake. But there's power in it. There's power in the blood. It's not just an ordinary blood. It works. It works and it works. But let's not forget that parents have a role to play. And I believe as we do these things, we are going to see the power of God in our homes and teaching the children to understand these things. It helps so that they themselves can know how to pray. Because in as much as we are praying for them, let's also learn to teach them how to pray for themselves. And I believe as we do these things, these spiritual principles and all that, it's going to bring a change, a transformation in our homes as believers. It's not something to just take lightly. No, we should take it serious because it's very important. Pastor Roger will be joining soon from Accra by phone, and we'll be talking briefly, and then we'll end up with a prayer as we talked about praying the last day of this month, finishing the series of praying for our children, protecting our children, and all that. It's very important we look at these things because, you see, the enemy is not joking when it comes to his plans and strategies. No, he's seriously, seriously working it out. He wants to get the children. He wants to enslave as many as possible. He wants to use them for all the bad things he can achieve and he would want to use. See, but oftentimes, we just think that, oh, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. We shouldn't joke at all with prayer. We shouldn't joke at all with prayer. So it's important. We've just, for those who are on the broadcast list, yes, okay, someone sent me a message that he wants to send. Yes, for those who are not, you can just request, send a list, your name to my number, and then we'll sort it out. I'll send you the list tomorrow, God willing. The compiled list, 0244-638-757. 0244-638-757. And I believe that's one thing we should always endeavor to do for our children. And as we do these things, it's important. As we do these things, the Lord himself will guide us. The Lord himself will protect us. The Lord himself will guide the children. I'm expecting his call now, any moment from now. And then we move on. The prayer points are just to help you, just to guide you, more open you up for more ideas in terms of more things to pray for, not just the butter and bread issues alone, but there are more spiritual things too that we should consider. That's as parents, we should pray for our children. And so that's it. And I believe as we do these things, we also teach them how to pray themselves. Later on, we get into the Word, how to get them into the Word, how to love the Word. If we don't get them to fall into these basic principles, the love of these basic spiritual principles, then we have a problem on our hand as a generation, because we are seeing a generation that is so exposed to all sorts of things which previous generations were not. So we need real principles and strategies. Okay. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening, Roger. Pastor Roger, hello. Oh, I think Miss Call. Okay, you call again. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think you try and reach out again and then we'll continue from there. So as I said, we should put in the necessary measures as parents to ensure that our children do not fall into the danger, the strategies the enemy is using and all that. He is really using... Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. You're on air.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, it's been a while we heard from you. The last time we were talking about revival, and we'll get back to that issue, revival, in the next few weeks, I believe. But tonight we are talking about prayer, the children. You've been following this whole thing, on WhatsApp together, so you know about it. So that's why you are on air this evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good evening once again to our listeners.
Yeah.
Tonight we're talking about praying for our children as parents and guardians. And I want us to look at Psalm 127 verse 4. That is one of the scriptures we do know when it comes to children. Mm-hmm. Bible says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. That's the New King James Version. As like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Mm-hmm. And then the God's Word Version says, the children born to a man when he is young are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Mm-hmm. Many a time, only when we are having difficulty in having children, that is when you see people going to the forest, going for waiting, doing all manner of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But when the children are born, after the outdooring, it is celebrating galore. We forget about praying for them.
Yeah.
And therefore, if listeners can attest to it, we pray more for our businesses than we pray for our children. Mm-hmm. We pray more for our successes than we pray for our children. As in order of prayer, our children have been relegated to the background.
Mm-hmm.
We also see that a time comes when we begin to pray for our children when we realize our children have become truant. And then schools are bringing reports that say, as for this child, that is when we gather ourselves together again to now look at the child and begin to pray for the child. But just as we went through this month of September, if you have not received part of the prayer, as Reverend has mentioned the number, you can request for it, that we set at least this month aside, 1/12, 1 out of 12 months,
mm-hmm.
to pray for our children. That you will be conscious about the child. You will remember that as for this month, it is praying for the child.
Yeah.
And today, as we draw the curtain to a close, I just want to leave you with this picture before we pray. There's Psalm 127 verse 4. I'll read it again. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. So, Bible likens parents that we are what? Some versions says we are mighty men. Others says we are what? We are warriors. Mm-hmm. And Bible likens children as what? Arrows. So now let's look at a warrior and an arrow with his arrows.
Yeah.
Even today, policemen are supposed to account for the bullets they have used.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can't just go and shoot anyhow.
Yeah.
When you are going for war, they give you a certain number of bullets to go with. And when you go with that, those bullets, you can't just rampantly shoot because you feel like I want to shoot.
Yeah.
Because when it finishes and the enemy comes, what happens to you? So if we are likened to warriors, that means that we are the ones holding the bow.
Mm-hmm.
And our children are the arrows. If we are the ones holding the bow, then we just do not shoot the arrows. Number two, the arrows must not be wasted. The arrows must not be wasted. Because every arrow must hit a target.
Yeah.
And so, our children become the arrow that we have to throw them to hit the target. And which target are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Which target are we looking at? Your children will leave you and me very soon. They turn 18, they turn 20, they turn 25, and they are leaving the house. How well have you thrown them?
Yeah.
Can they survive? When the evil one comes to as a flood against them, will they be able to survive? When they meet peer pressure, will they be able to survive?
Mm-hmm.
So we throw them as arrows so that they will bring changes where they hit. We will pass. Our time will pass. Their time will be the next. And when it is their time, will our children say gay is good? Or will our children stand for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
If they can stand for Christ, that depends on how well you throw your arrows.
Yeah.
Maybe you only have 6 arrows. How did you throw the arrows? Most time we are concerned about the education, which is very paramount.
Yeah.
But their spiritual well-being also goes with the education. Because sometimes we have heard of occultists and children who drink blood before they get to the classrooms.
Yeah.
And some of them, their job is just to sit there, and when your child has learned, he or she just pulls everything the child has learned, and the child writes the exam and gets 0. But he will write the exam and pass, because he already had success before he entered. What can guarantee your children's future? What can guarantee their success in the classroom? When the evil one comes chasing them in the classroom, can they stand? Yeah. When the evil one comes chasing them on the playground, can they stand? When the evil one comes chasing them in their workplace, can they stand? Even when the evil one comes chasing them in the church, can they stand? So this is the reason why tonight we are using these few minutes to pray for our children.
Yeah.
We are using this very few minutes to pray for them. Reverend, do you have anything to say before we move on?
Oh, no, you can proceed.
Okay. So, I did my best to pick some of the prayers from the prayer list that we sent a day, so that it is the same prayer we are praying, but maybe now we are all declaring it together, so there will be more passion, there will be more strength, there will be more energy in it. So, from the day one, says, Lord, give me a deeper understanding of my role as a spiritual covering over my children. That is what we are coming to pray. Yeah. We always hear about spiritual covering. We hear that our pastors are our spiritual fathers. But as parents, we are the spiritual covering for our children.
Yeah.
When Abraham was passing on, he left the legacy, the mantle, to Isaac. Jacob told his children, come, let me tell you what will happen to you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So as parents, we cover our children for today and for the future. And everywhere that Jacob said happened. And when he talked about Reuben, it was only after 400 years plus when Moses came that he could reverse the curse on Reuben. So that tells you how powerful fathers are, how powerful parents are, how powerful mothers are, how powerful guardians are. Therefore, this evening, we want to begin, we want to get paid. Father, we want to thank you for an opportunity to pray for our children. Lord, we confess we have neglected our children for so long. We have forgotten to pray about them. We have put our businesses first. But Father, this evening, we come together as parents on this line to pray for our children. Shall we pray? Begin to pray. We want to pray for our children, Lord. We thank you for an opportunity to pray for our children. We thank you for an opportunity to pray for our children. And therefore, Father, we ask that you give us a deeper understanding of our roles as spiritual covering over our children. That we were not just conduits. We were not just pipes by which they were giving birth to, but we have a role to play in their life. We have a cover to cover them. We are supposed to cover them for today. We are supposed to cover them for tomorrow. We are supposed to cover them for their lives. We have an opportunity to throw them as arrows to hit targets. And therefore, Father, tonight we say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. For us who have never prayed, or have never thought about praying for our children, Lord, we confess and we say, Lord, we confess that we have neglected our rules. We have neglected our spiritual rules to pray for our children. We gave them money, but we did not pray for them. We gave them one leg, but we did not give them the other leg. But Father, we are supposed to build them up to run. Therefore, Father, this evening, we say thank you for the opportunity to pray for our children. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Then we pick the day two. In the day two, we talked about wealth. Mm-hmm. We talked about wealth. I just earlier on spoke about Jacob blessing his children. Isaac passing on the mantle to Jacob was not by building, which is good, but it was by wealth. When he told Esau, go and prepare me a meal that I will bless you before I die. And Jacob took the blessing. Remember in scripture, when Jacob took the blessing, Jacob, even when he was running away, he did not go with anything. But when Jacob was coming, he said, I went with only my rod, but now I've become two companies. I've become two companies. That means that words are important. Words are important. Therefore, this evening we want to pray. And we say, Father in heaven, I pray that you break every evil yoke, that my words, my evil words and curses have placed over my children. Break every limitation that my words have placed over my children. Break every limitation that my words have placed over my children. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. We pray, Lord, this evening, we break limitations. We break limitations. We break limitations. Limitations of our words. The words that we spoke over our children. The words that have become evil yokes. The words that have become curses. The word that has become stumbling blocks unto them. Father, tonight we reverse and we break them. We reverse and we break them. We spoke them. And therefore we have the authority to reverse. That is why you have made a spiritual covenant. Therefore tonight we reverse those words. We reverse those words. By the blood of Jesus, we reverse those words. By the blood of Jesus, we reverse every evil word. Word that we have spoken. Word that we have spoken. Words are alive. Words are living. Words are powerful. Those, some of the words have gone to harm them. Some of the words have affected them in their education. Some of the words have made them worse off. Father, tonight we reverse those words. We reverse those words. We reverse those words. We cancel it with the blood of Jesus. We cancel it with the blood of Jesus. We cancel it with the blood of Jesus. We cancel those words with the blood of Jesus. We cancel, 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 we cancel those words with the blood of Jesus. Every word that has become a yoke on the necks of the heads of our children, and are bringing them down, and are bringing them down, and are bringing them down, that they cannot lift up their head. Tonight, we break those curses. We break those curses. We break those curses by the blood of Jesus. We erase those curses. We erase those curses. Let the blood erase every curse. Let the blood erase every curse that we have uttered out of anger. Out of anger that we have uttered over our children. Out of hearsay. Out of things we heard. Out of careless words. Out of careless speaking. We reverse those words. We reverse those words. We reverse those words. We reverse those words. Let the blood erase. Let the blood erase. Let the blood of Jesus 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 erase. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Just a quick one regarding this issue of words. This week I heard one pastor talk about someone was dying, and then he went to the hospital. The person was in like comatose state, something like that, so couldn't talk. But then the Holy Spirit told him that laws, spiritual laws, were invoked years ago, and these laws will not be reversed. So he just knew that this man was around 39. So later on, he got to know that the man was telling his friends, and he's been saying it, oh, that means they are not reach 40. I'll not reach 40. I'll die before 40. I'll not reach 40. So the words, you know, the Bible says death and life lies in the power of the tongue. So you see, he himself ensnared, the Bible says we are ensnared by the words of our mouths. So this man ensnared himself by saying, I will not reach 40. I will die before 40. So indeed, 4 months to his 40th birthday, he was just sick for no reason. Went into state of coma, and he had to die because he himself should have revoked the words if he could talk, but he couldn't. And the pastors that came couldn't, because it's like spiritual principles are very serious. Many parents, the state of their children now, that they are now praying and fasting over, they caused it by the words they said over these children. So parents, let's take these things very serious. All right. No, Pastor Roger, you can continue.
And on the words, Proverbs 18:20 also says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled.
Wow.
So what have you filled your children with?
Mm-hmm.
What you are seeing is a result of what you are saying.
Yeah.
And therefore, it is time we repent and change our ways.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We talked about encouragement. And we realize encouragement is very, very important and very crucial at this time. Why? One of the deadly weapons that everyone has released in this last week is the spirit of discouragement. Parents are discouraged. That is why depression is on the increase.
Mm-hmm.
If I am discouraged, how can I encourage my child?
Yeah.
If I'm discouraged, how can I encourage my child? So by that discouragement, when the child comes and there is a slight mistake, then we pour our anger on the child. And then things are going haywire. Mm-hmm. So tonight we want to pray. Father, show me how to encourage my children to keep their eyes on you. If we can encourage the children to keep their eyes on God, when we are down, they will lift us up.
Yeah.
When we are down, somebody should remember this verse. When we are down, they will lift us up. Remember, it was a child who referred Nina to Elisha.
Yeah.
It was a child. What did the child hear? What did the child know? How was the child able to refer?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has been taught something. It is time we pray. Father, show me how to encourage my children to keep their eyes on you, walking straight ahead, staying in right standing with you every day. Let's lift up our voice and pray. Heavenly Father, show us how to encourage our children, how to encourage our children and to keep their eyes on you, so that they will keep their focus on you, that their focus will not only be on us as parents, but their focus will be on you, because you are their Heavenly Father. Father, help us. Show us the way to encourage our children. Show us the way to do it now. To encourage our children. To encourage them so that they can walk straight ahead. Staying in right standing with you every day. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show us how to encourage our children. Show us how to encourage our children. Father, we need them. Bible says that they will stand in the gates. And confront the enemy. Sometimes the enemy of discouragement will try to enter, but because our children are filled with encouragement, they will stand and rebuke that enemy. Therefore, Father, show us the way. Show us how to encourage our children. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
On day four, we look at gifts. Gifts are very important. Every child came on earth with a gift. The Lord endowed gifts into every child. And in the presentation, we said the examples of Jeremiah and John are unique examples.
Yeah.
God still puts in gifts onto our children. But how would we be able to identify those gifts? Some of us have killed the gifts of our children.
Oh yeah.
We have told them they make too much noise. We have told them they are too low. We have told them they worry us too much. And therefore, killing every ability that the Lord has placed in the child. But tonight we want to pray. We want to say, you enemy, I resist any attempt to influence the gifts in my children. And any attempt by myself to influence the gifts of my children, Holy Ghost, stop me. One day I was trying to tell my children, you don't read the Bible. You are not reading the Bible. I expect you to be reading the Bible every time. I was battling here and there with them. Then the Holy Ghost told me one thing. Have you realized that every morning when they wake up, they have their own gospel selection they play? Do you know if it's a way of praising? Do you know if it's a way of communicating with me? They may not have read the Bible, but the gospel song they sang, they spoke the word of God in it. Mm-hmm. They sang that along, and by that one, they have been strong. Because children who have been exposed to hip-hop becomes mm-hmm. radical. Oh, yeah. They are controlled by those things.
Yeah.
I sat down and I said, Father, thank you. So, these are things that the children were taking. But I was stopping them because I was insisting on the traditional style in the Bible first. Mm-hmm. We are going to pray. That Father, teach me how to encourage, how to build the gifts of my children, yeah. how to build their spiritual gifts.
How to identify.
And then in that same prayer, how to identify and build it. And in that same prayer, we also pray that every enemy that is coming against their gifts, we stop them in their tracks.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Shall we pray? We lift up prayer now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our children. That Lord, you will teach us. You teach us how to identify the gifts you have used in our children. How to identify the gifts. How to guide the gifts. How to build up the gifts in our children. How to encourage them to build up the gifts in them. Father, we pray. Lord, teach us. Father, you gave them to us that we will protect them. You gave them to us that we will nurture them for a time. Then we will release them into the world. Therefore, Father, if we kill their gifts, how would we release them into the world? They will not be anything in the world. But Lord, you have a purpose for bringing them forth. You have a purpose for bringing them. That is why you place that gift in them. Therefore, Father, we pray. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. As John the Baptist was from a priestly line, and there was no prophet in that womb, but he was guided and he could become the prophet who opened the way for Christ. We pray that Lord help us to guide Help us to protect the gifts. Help us to identify the gifts that you have given our children. We also want to, we also pray that, Lord, any evil one that has been assigned to stop the gifts, to stop the flow of the gifts of our children, we stop them. We stop them in the mighty name of Jesus, whether they are in the church, whether they are at school, whether they are at their playground area, wherever they need them. Anyone who has been sent to identify and kill the gifts of our children, Father, tonight we gather ourselves as parents and we pray the blood and we stop them in their tracks in the name of Jesus. Let the blood stop them. But when the enemy comes like a flood, the Lord will raise a standard. We raise a standard over our children. We raise a standard to cover their gifts. We raise a standard to cover their gifts. We raise a standard to cover their gifts. That no one will be able to snatch their gifts. No one will be able to snatch their gifts. No one will be able to exchange their gifts. No one will be able to exchange their gifts. No one will be able to exchange their stars. Oh, Lord, we protect their stars. Protect their stars. Protect their stars. Protect their stars. Protect their stars, which is their destiny. Father, protect it. Protect it. We protect it with the fire of the Lord. We protect it with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of the Lord continually burn around our children. Continually burn around our children to protect their destiny, to protect their gifts. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Remember, when Jesus was born, it was a star.
Yeah.
That brought the shepherds. That brought the wise men to where Jesus was. It was a star. Therefore, men, evil men, can locate the stars of our children. And we can stop the stars. Right now, we want to pray. If your children are asleep, or if they are around you, you can tag them. We want to do this prayer. That anyone who snatched their star, anyone who covered their star from the time of birth, mostly it is done by some midwives who understand spiritual things.
Yeah.
Mostly it is also done by some people who some who came in as good people to guard them. And usually they use the umbilical cord. Type the umbilical cord of your child and say anyone who used this point to pick the star, who use this point to steal the star, to steal the destiny of my child by blood and fire. I call you now and I remember that star. I call you and I remember that destiny. Shall we pray now? Shall we pray now? Pray for the children. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, anyone who made an attempt to steal the star of my children, anyone who also swapped the star of my children, today as a parent and as a spiritual covenant, I call that star back. I call it 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 back. Anyone who swapped the star of my child, anyone who swapped the star of my child, that means selling the destiny of my children. Tonight, their destiny cannot be sold. I stop that sale. I stop that sale in the name of Jesus. I stop that sale in the name of Jesus. I stop that sale in the name of Jesus. I stop that sale in the name of Jesus. I stop that fear. I stop it now. I stop it now. I stop it now. I stop it now. I stop the fear of every destiny of my child. I stop the fear. Every star that has moved, if it moved west, I recover it now by the blood of Jesus. If it moved east, I recover it now by the blood of Jesus. Wherever it has been stolen, because I am the spiritual covering of my child, today I come for it. Today I come for it. Today I come for it. Right now I take it back. Right now I take it back. It belongs to my child. I take it back. It is for him. I take it back. In the name of Jesus. I take it back. I take it back. I take it back. I deny you access. From today, you can no longer use the star of my child. I deny you access. From today, you can no longer use the destiny of my child. You can no longer use the destiny of my child. The destiny of my child belongs to my child. It is for his future, and I am supposed to protect it. Therefore, today, as a spiritual covering for my child, I protect that destiny. Let that destiny be restored now, in the name of Jesus. Let destiny be restored now, in the name of Jesus. We command and we declare that destiny will be restored now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We have some few minutes. We have some few minutes left.
Yeah.
So we just speak. The next day, we need that wisdom and insight. We need wisdom and insight.
Yeah.
As parents, we need wisdom and insight. Wisdom and insight. And as we gain wisdom and insight, the children will also have wisdom and insight, that they will be able to discern between right and wrong. Because we know, in our schools today, wrong is being presented to our children as right. By sweet words, wrong is being presented as right. But tonight we are praying that our children will have discernment.
Yeah.
That the Holy Ghost will fill our children with discernment. They will be able to defend the right from the wrong. They will be able to defend the right from the wrong. Shall we lift up prayer? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, tonight we pray for our children. We pray for our children. Anoint them with wisdom. Anoint them with great insight so that they may be able to defend between right and wrong. So that they will be able to discern between right and wrong. Anoint them, anoint them, anoint them, anoint them, anoint them, anoint them with wisdom and insight, with wisdom and great insight, so that they may be able to discern between right and wrong. That when wrong is presented to them as right, Father, by discernment, they will know. By discernment, they will know. By discernment, they will know. Holy Ghost, fill them with discernment now. Holy Ghost, fill our children with discernment. Holy Ghost, fill our children with discernment now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The next day, we look at integrity. That was one of the days. On the fifth day, we look at integrity. Why is integrity important? Today, we have mobile phones. And mobile phone can encourage you to lie. Mm-hmm. You can be in location A and you tell the person you're in location B. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the children here are speaking lies every day. And to them, life is a lifestyle. Now you see that life has become a lifestyle. So they see life as normal. What life, whether black, blue, brown, or red, is life.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are praying that Father, keep their lips from speaking any life. Keep their lips from speaking life. Help them not to hide anything, but try to cover lies with more life. Try to cover lies with more life. Sometimes, In the ability to show that they are sharp, they try to cover their lives with other lives. And we are praying for them that today the Holy Spirit will begin to speak with them, that they will keep their lips from speaking in life. They will keep their lips from speaking life. Shall we lift up prayer? Say, Heavenly Father, this evening we pray for our children that they will keep their lips from speaking life. They will keep their lips from speaking life. Tell them not to hide from anything. Or try to cover lies with more lies. Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. Keep our children. Keep our children. Keep the alert. Keep the alert. Keep the alert. Keep the alert. Let the coal of fire as it starts Isaac's lips. Let it touch the lips of our children. Let it touch the lips of our children. Let it touch the lips of our children so that they will be clean. So that they will be clean. So that they will be clean. Let them not follow after the lies we have spoken in the house. Let them not follow after those lies. But let them cut their own path and know their Lord. It is the truth that will set them free. It is the truth that will set them free. Bible says, you say you are the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, you are the truth. Jesus, you are the truth. Therefore, if we want our children to speak the truth, then they come unto you. Therefore, Father, as we present them to you today, Father, keep them with the truth. Keep them with the truth. Keep their lips from speaking life. Protect them from speaking life. Let them not speak lies to cover life. But teach them to speak the truth at all times. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We also pray for them that they will be brave to stand in the face of adversity. You know, most of us as parents, when our children speak the truth, we are not happy. Why did you do this? We should be glad that the child spoke the truth. And mostly when they speak the truth, we should not lash them. We should not punish them. So that they know that when they speak the truth, daddy or mommy will be happy with me. And that will encourage them to speak the truth. So that we pray for them that they will be brave to stand in the face of adversity. If we train them this way, our children, no matter where they go, they may be in Europe, they may be in Ghana, but they will still speak the truth. Mm-hmm. They will abide by the truth. They will hold by the tenets of the truth. because they know that Christ is the truth. He is the way and he is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
We want to take the 28th day. The 28th day. I want us to end at we have about some 5 minutes to go, and we'll end it on the 28th day. Says Psalm 115 verse 14-15. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. We are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
Yeah.
We are going to pray. Father, I decree the increase of my children. I decree increase for my children, that they shall receive fatness on every side. Shall we make that prayer? Father, we decree increase for our children. Increase for our children, according to the word of God in Psalm 115. Increase for our children, that they will receive fatness on every side. Fatness on every side. Fatness on every side. Increase on our children. Increase on our children. Increase on our children. We decree increase on our children. We decree increase on our children. Let them receive fatness on every side. 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 May they not experience a lean time, but may they experience fatness on every side. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray again. That the heaven above them be a blessing to them, and the light of the sun and the light of the moon be an everlasting blessing. You know, people can invoke the sun against us.
Yeah.
People can invoke the moon against us. That is why Psalm 91 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. That means that somebody can use the sun against our children. But we also praying and decreeing that as parents and guardians of our children, may the sun shine forth blessing upon my children. And then may the moon also, the moon's light bring blessing upon my children. Please look, there are some who have been given to the sun, and therefore their sickness is in the afternoon. Anytime the sun rises up, that is when they fall sick. The moment the sun sets, they are okay. Some too, it is the reverse. It is the moon. So anytime the moonlight is high, we have cool moon.
The
children go down.
Yeah.
The cool moon is one of the things that the occult powers use a lot.
Yeah.
Sorcery with that, even the cool moon. And we are going to pray. We are going to pray that the moon, the light of the moon will be a blessing to our children. The rays of the sun will be a blessing to our children. Make that prayer now for your child. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for our children born on Sunday, our children born on Monday, our children born on Tuesday, our children born on Wednesday, our children born on Thursday, our children born on Friday, our children born on Saturday, that the sun, the rays of the sun will not smite them, that the rays of the sun will be a blessing unto them. The rays of the sun will be a blessing unto them. As the sun shines, may it shine blessing unto them. As the sun shines, may it shine healing unto them. Any child who has been given to the sun, and therefore the sun is smiting the child and bringing sickness, tonight we reverse it. Tonight we reverse it. As sinners and spiritual covering, we stand in the blood of Jesus and we reverse it. We reverse it. That from today, let the sun shine and bring healing to our children. Let the sun shine and bring blessing to our children. Let the moonlight, whether half moon, quarter moon, or three-quarter moon, or the full moon, however the moon tends, let it be a blessing to our children. May it be a blessing unto our children. May the moon be a blessing unto our children. May the moon be a blessing unto our children. May the light of the moon be a blessing unto our children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I think we'll take the last prayer.
Okay.
So that God then can sum up. We want to pray that they shall increase greatly and multiply without struggle. They shall increase greatly and multiply without struggle. How did Israel prosper? Israel prospered 3 years. How did the sons of Israel prosper? They prospered 2 years. It was the words that Jacob invoked upon his children. Those were the words that made way for them. Tonight, we are speaking words upon our children. Yeah. Not just words, but words of power, words of life, words that are living, words that are active, words that will break through for them, words that will become arrows that will break every edge for them, words that will bring a breakthrough in their life, that from today they will increase greatly. From today they will multiply without struggle. From today we provoke abundance on them. Somebody lift that prayer. Father, from today we pray increase, great increase, great increase. May our children greatly increase. May they multiply without struggle. May they multiply without struggle. May they multiply without struggle. Any word that we spoke on our children that has brought about a decrease, that has brought about a struggle, today we cancel those words. Today we cancel those words. And we replace those words with words that will build, with words that will build, with words that will build. May our children be builders. May they be strong. May they not be weak. May they not fall. May they not fail. May they stand. May they be strong. We pray for our children. We pray for our children that they will greatly increase. That they will greatly increase. That they will greatly multiply without struggle. Without struggle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We provoke abundance for them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that the ground beneath them shall be blessed. May the ground speak for them. May the ground speak for them. May the ground speak for them. Anyone who has given our children to the ground, that the ground will speak poverty on our children. Tonight we reverse it. Tonight we reverse it. Tonight we reverse it. That from tonight, as they walk on the surface of the earth, let the earth speak. Let the earth speak. Let the earth speak. Let the earth speak. Prosperity upon our children. Let the earth speak blessing upon our children. Let the earth speak multiplication upon our children. Let the earth speak blessing upon our children. Our children will gather. Our children will gather. They will not scatter. Our children will plant and they will harvest. Our children will lend. They will not borrow. Oh, Father, spending their hands, that their little efforts will be multiplied. That their little efforts will be multiplied. May grace be multiplied over our life, the life of our children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Oh.
Reverend, thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you too for joining. See, I believe these prayer things are very, very important, that we'll have to do it more often than, you know, once in a while. We've been looking at these prayers for our children as once in a while, but I believe it's important parents see it as a daily routine, always praying for your children. There are a lot of things to pray for them. I mean, if you look at all the 30 days or the 30 nights, the prayer points, I mean, it's a lot. There are a lot of things, a wide range of areas to pray for your children about. There are many more things you can pray for your children about and all. So it's important parents take these things serious, and I believe God will help us, God will guide us. And also those who are matured, as I said, go through these prayer points with them and start teaching them for they to pray for themselves regarding these things. Yes, it's also important they learn how to pray these things themselves. And I believe God himself would help our children. So, Pastor Roger, thank you for joining Issues of Life this evening.
Thank you to our listeners for also listening to us and being part of it. Continue to pray for our children. Our children will be great men. Mm-hmm. Our children will not disappoint us. Oh, yeah. They will be men of great stature. They will be men who will carry the name of Christ on high. Amen. They will be men whose name will not be padlocked. Okay. They will be men whose names will become doors and gates. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. So, listeners, time is up, and this is how far we've come. For those who still want to have these prayer points, I mean, just send me a message. Doreen, I've seen your message. I'll send you the compiled list together, all the 30 days as one PDF document. Those who are not part of the list, you can just send me hello, hi. My number 0244-638-757. You can send me a WhatsApp, and then I'll get back to you with the compilation God willing tomorrow. So thank you for listening to Issues, and we thank God for how far he's brought, taking us through the month of September and the month of October. I mean, we have to start it with serious prayer. You know, these are the times we need to pray. We don't have to slack in prayer. We shouldn't feel lazy in prayer. And God himself will take us through the new month as well. Good night and God bless you.
You have saved us by your blood. You have freed us.
To the Language of Hope radio broadcast. Our host, Bedi Chenchehini, is the senior pastor of New Spring Chapel Assemblies of God, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
Oh, wow, I'm to be about whole canteen. Say free so me ma to me rise na me to say free so free give your life to Christ. It's a free so I say me granny. Hey. Mo baby, no mo te tio mo yo. I say omo ye so pious. And as I'm going to add that say me a yemi desomin gamemo, but Bible sim confumi and pin a quasum vehicle bombire. Pacuchin radiant was a radim dawasi, so mammy to seminia chanchani, senior Zian Honor, Zian Honor. Pacosuquan was a radim dawasi. Semi Pony Munina, Utasu Tommy. That was the kind of prayer we pray, and we are here today. Never see yourself as so righteous. Do you know the kind of cloth that you are wearing? It's not your own righteousness. It is his righteousness. Did you fast in here? Oh, yeah, the man who is righteous. Or no, nothing in the kata chem and on the show. So it's not the kind. How you brought the mechanical for you? Me really fit that. Met my bubby day. No saba kubi oye ya no afetiri wa I can't remember our old church no afetiri wa some of the young people are ya gather no be fetira berry I'm saying hey I know that boy don't mind him girl no kwa no ka chen say one pastor in our church said I should be careful you see I know the man of God on obey so for that baby be so for that baby when and order for me be so for that baby o pari na mercy point who be come me the professor now said, "Bisano, do you know pharmacology?" The guy said, "No." Then 10% of your life is gone. No, say, "Come money." Or say, "Do you know parasitology?" Guy said, "No." I said, "Hey, you seem not to know anything in life." I said, "Ponano ani atananti yenu." I said, "10% of your life is gone." No, say, "Come." No more common. They got to a point. I said, "So do you know physics?" I said, "No." I said, "You this young guy, it seems you don't know anything in life." He seems, "No." Your young lady will hurt me. Sir, catch and open this. Now, what you know, I was also a son of memory. I said, "When you me, I said, wouldn't too quiet. Be no bit too quiet." Hey, come and say, "Me, sir. Me, here." Was it you know medicine? Was it no? Then 10% of your life is gone. Have you? Ankasa. No more, no more, no more, no more. No more, sa na swachi bi boy. Swachi ni boom, 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 boom. Have you? Professor na yiri bo to him. Young guy ni turning or share professor ni. Was it you know swimmingology? Was it no? Was it then 100% of your life is gone? Every point in time, one thing will matter. Forget about your parasitology, pharmacology. Forget about your medicine, physics. There is only one thing, and that is Jesus. If you don't know him, 100% of your life is gone. I don't care. Do you know Jesus? If you don't know him, 100% of your life is gone. You are doomed. You are doomed. At every point in time. Now this should also bring to mind, why will he leave the 100 and go for just the one? Now it tells you that God deals with us individually. And what a year, what a year, yes, what can you say? Hey, be careful. He saw the 99 people that were righteous in the church praying that have lived a holy life, and he left them and went after the 99. are be a shadi bi yeshe wanu kase ye. This life is God deals with us individually. He wouldn't have left the 99 go for the one. Wouldn't come on in goodie. See, because of a gammy of your cobalt in your mean severance, will be one or buffer man or was a nun. We are again say, hey, that one, no, Yamin, eighteen, come say, you know what? I love you. It doesn't matter what you also did this side, and I'm also part. Whilst Jesus is talking to the one, be careful. God deals with us individually. Individually. Now, this morning, I want you to be on your feet. I want you to be on your feet. It's an individual matter, an individual affair. Individual. Individual. Hey, I see what you say. But why is it that God is still showing that person love? Why? Those people that you call sinners, you see them living comfortably. Even though they don't know Jesus, but they are still living a comfortable life. Why? Because God deals with us individually. So there are times that you wish that in Kenya Minji or Musika and Famao because of me at the point for. Hey! It's an individual affair. Individual affair. I don't care what you know. I don't care what you have. But this morning, maybe you are here, you are under the sound of my voice. Wunim Erati. Wunim Erati. Very, very soon, the man will appear in his glory. Erati best sanin and nimunyamu. Mean found the baby I walk school, what about doctorate, what about one and one then get what talk I was here. I've told you only one thing matters. Adia Bakope. Adia Bakope. Your soul. Sendi benye wiasye japadye yina na oshri ne kra edye no benya. It tells you is the soul that matters. Okra hunya. Okra hunya. Okra hunya chen o body. Don't listen to your body. Don't respond to your feelings. Terebiya ne yose ko. Terebiya yose jay. Terebiya yose. Don't listen to it. About your soul right from here, send me free. Hakwa na papa ni sanin and moyam say, Kim, eh, fana me kra e kujina. You are here, you don't know the man. You want to accept him as your Lord and personal savior. Maybe I will be a page. I want to go na me no more by so when you may rally, who person will find us, will cry. No, watching kwa page. I want to go so no more by and Chebiana Jimkanaba. You are the one that God loves. Pay your own empire. Wow, how would you make open so fast? I've shared my story with you. The kind of life that we live in. It took the grace of God to save me, to redeem me, to rescue me. It's an individual affair. Pay your own say, yeah, I mean, when I wow, how person fair at the soul. Person in the Nanti. Person in the Mumra. Mama Pedamus in a Mumra. Mumra in a Mumba. Quickly come. Come, Mama Pedamus in a come. Quickly come. Quickly come. Come. It's an individual affair. Come. 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 Protocol. Protocol. Come. Come. You're also here. You want to come. You're also here. You want to come. You're also here. You want to come. One thing will matter. One thing will matter. Oh, Shana Makataya. And then Chemwa, you may never know. Lift up your hands. What do I know? Ebeka. come and be G. Nawaka. Now what GD said, the Mayor. And those that are standing here with me, the American piano can be a dimachi. And now, Yakoma, a digitini, and why the Pembo can be a compachi. Now, Tommy, a woman brat or swam. The American piano can be a dimachi, Casserati. Casserati. And ne anope metawasi. Se wama misa kwenyawe. Se me mefau. Se me kra. Ene machinkwa. Eradi ene mi chitum. Se me nimu. E free neko. Betina makumem. Bedi hini wama brabo so. Nema mabrabo nye fufro. Se nye beya. O sani wani monye mwa. O pie wani monye mwa etosu mienua. Metumine wako. Da kwanchi. Metawasi. Ura. Sende. Wabedi mabrabo so hili. Nama yo wachefa. Ewe Yesu Christo di. And I'm a bombay. Amen. Now I want to pray with you. Lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. Father, I thank you for the life of your people. Let this path that they've taken, may they never regret taking this path. After this morning, let your lives never be the same again. For Musi omo kwain ting pon so. Nemo ma kwen yi nanya jojo. Nera din yomo shishe wabrabo bi afatu momo nefa momo. When I'm in Dawasi, I'm a shrub. And when Jesus Christ did it, and I'm a bomb. Congratulations, Yami Shop, Chiam, Chiam, Memo, Kinawasa, Yami Shop, Etime Bajore, Mubedi, Sister Yau, Tinaway, Tiama, now the body, Sister Yau, Tinaway, Pacho, who did it? Etime Tima. Father, I'm praying for each and every one of you. Lift up your hands. Father, I thank you for the life of your people. Anyone under the sound of my voice that keeps turning back, that keeps looking to the left, that keeps looking to the right, and rather than pipe on and say, what do I want to do? I want to endorse my own. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. You are wallowing in sin that you need the grace of God to lift you. Somebody has been battling with a behavior for far too long. But we say, Radia won't be a strong go also. Radia won't be a strong go also. Until your second appearance. And if baby, I would not have men. Will never miss your second coming, I speak. Alando konomo takamiza. We will dine with you. We will get to that place that you prepared for us. Oh, that beautiful city. We will see it. It's not a fallacy. It's a reality. It will happen. I thank you, Lord. And I bless you. Obiawaya swade for the past 2 years, 1 year, our 10 year God the own way. And rather be Bible said, and never ne brana kwanso. Bring them to your way, bring them to your will, bring them to your purpose. May they find your purpose in life. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. Want more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook and Instagram, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. One more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. You can also worship with us every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Unity Oil Filling Station, Santasa Runabout, top of the Prudential Bank, Kumasi. For further information and assistance, you can call 0542-832687 or 0242-037099. God bless you.
Spirit FM, Christian hit music.
Oceans deep, my face.